Number 11. White Cone by Lillian Lynn. Lillian Lynn's White Cone has stood outside Warwick Arts Centre ever since it opened. The cone, which is 6 metres high, was made in 1972 as part of the Peter Stuyvesant Sculpture for Cities programme and was originally exhibited in Plymouth City Centre. Luckily for us, the city authorities turned down the option of buying it, so the university was able to purchase it from the artist in 1973. This work is kinetic, in other words, it moves. It has a daylight sensor, and as dusk falls, or on dark mornings and afternoons, its upper half starts to revolve, and the elliptical shapes of neon, white and blue are lit, revolving like halos of light. Lillian Lynn was born in New York in 1939. She studied archaeology at the Sorbonne and art history at the École du Louvre in Paris, where she met William Burroughs and other American beat poets. In the early 1960s, whilst living in New York, she had access to a plastics factory, which encouraged her interest in new contemporary materials. She pioneered the use of plastics, light and liquids in kinetic artwork in her first show at Hanover Gallery in London in 1970. Lillian Lynn has exhibited across the world and has completed numerous public commissions. In 2005, the Mead Gallery held an important exhibition of her work, and the catalogue is still available from the gallery shop. The cone is an important form in her work, and she has made many, all different sizes. Some are poem cones, and different words appear as they revolve. As you will see on the Sculpture Trail map, the word cone is spelt K-O-A-N, not C-O-N-E. The former cone is a Zen Buddhist concept, a question without an answer. It's also an embodiment of a Buddhist mantra, a word or syllable used to aid concentration and meditation. So the title of the sculpture is a pun that embraces its conical shape and the idea that is central to a university about concentrated thought. However, the cone also has another significance for Lillian Lynn. She lived for a time in Greece and noted how the Greek goddess Hestia, goddess of the hearth, was represented by cones of white ash. Goddess figures are important images in other examples of her work. She portrays them as huge, powerful figures, equal to their male counterparts. White cones has become part of the urban mythology of the Warwick campus, and you can search online for a strip cartoon called Adventures of the Cone. Stories abound. Someone lived in it. It marks the entry to a network of underground tunnels. It's part of an Apollo spaceship. There was even a cone society set up by the students. So this sculpture has become one of the icons of the University of Warwick, as well as serving as a sort of beacon, beckoning people to the Arts Centre.